Money Talk with Dr. Michael Smith, MD. And now, here's the country doctor with a city education, Dr. Mike.
Low magnesium is so common with people with heart disease, it really should be considered as an independent risk factor. My guest is Dr. Carolyn Dean. She's author of The Magnesium Miracle. Dr. Dean, welcome to Healthy Talk.
Thank you very much. I'm glad to be here.
I'm going to read something. This is from a booklet that you wrote about magnesium. And you said, it seems pretty straightforward that magnesium should be used for any heart symptoms. But there is still an ongoing debate in the medical community about whether magnesium has a place in the treatment of heart disease. Why? Why is conventional medicine so far behind on this, Dr. Dean?
Well, if you look at an electrolyte panel, you don't see magnesium. You see sodium, potassium, chloride, and calcium. What seems to have happened is serum magnesium will stay within normal limits because it's so crucial to keep the heart action balanced. So if magnesium goes low in the serum, the body immediately drags it out of bones and muscles to keep it normal. So I think over the years, doctors have done the serum test. It always looks normal, so they don't bother anymore. But the studies with ionized magnesium testing, and now I'm using RBC magnesium testing.
Right, that's a good one.
Yeah, they show that the serum magnesium is way out of balance in terms of determining your total body magnesium. Actually, only 1% of the total body magnesium is in your serum.
Right, so let me just, for the listeners, so that they understand, if you do a standard blood draw, you know, they draw the blood out, and if you get a magnesium there, it's looking at what's literally in the plasma, not necessarily a good indication of what that intracellular status of magnesium does. And so there's a test that I like to use, and I think Dr. Dean, you would agree, is the red blood cell magnesium, which is actually a better indication of what truly is in your tissues of magnesium. So I think that's a good test. What's the link, though?
If I could just interrupt,
sure.
It's the optimum level of the magnesium RBC test we want to look at, because the range will be 4.2 to 6.8, but we want to be up in the mid sixes. So
yeah,
your doctor could say, "Oh, you're low normal, but you're okay." And there are even online sites where people can order their own magnesium RBC test so they can follow their own supplementation.
So what is the link? Now, there's a lot of, I think, confusion between magnesium and calcium and the heart.
Mm-hmm.
And so can you help maybe the listeners understand the role that magnesium plays with calcium in the heart?
Right. Well, we all know that calcium, too much calcium in the heart causes sustained contraction, which can lead to angina and even heart attack. And allopathic medicine uses calcium channel blockers. But what we know is that magnesium is a natural calcium channel blocker. Magnesium and calcium work together. Calcium contracts, magnesium relaxes. If you have too much calcium, then you get this sustained muscle contraction. I mean, that's the best way I know of how to explain it.
So if somebody is coming in, say, with a heart attack, and they kind of want to relax the heart a little bit so it's not requiring so much oxygen, they might start using, well, maybe they should be using magnesium even in that acute heart attack setting.
Absolutely. And there have been very positive studies using IV magnesium that will stop a heart attack, prevent arrhythmias, and stop the damage from occurring. But a number of drug company studies afterward said that they'd compare their drugs with the IV magnesium, but instead of giving IV magnesium immediately, they waited 24 hours and then said it didn't work.
So, you know, that's an interesting connection there. So another one. Now, I don't want this to become a discussion about a debate about whether we think cholesterol is even a risk factor or not. We, you know, at Life Extension, we do believe that it is a risk factor for heart disease. It's just not the only risk factor. There are many other risk factors for heart disease. But does magnesium play a role in helping with cholesterol levels as well? Have you seen research there?
Absolutely, yes. It guides the actual enzyme that makes or breaks down cholesterol in the body. So if we had enough magnesium on board, we probably wouldn't develop as much cholesterol. And I get this feedback from my patients all the time that when they start taking magnesium, their cholesterol goes down. And unfortunately, the statin drugs that are used, most of them are fluoride molecules, and fluoride blocks magnesium. So you've got a vicious cycle there where the one mineral you need to help your cholesterol is killed off by the statins. And then I think that's why you get the rhabdomyolysis, the destruction of skeletal muscles in part can be because you don't have enough magnesium, because magnesium is necessary for muscle balance, for muscle relaxation, for muscle healing, for muscle pain.
So how much? So if somebody were to come into a general clinic and maybe have some heart disease risk factors, obviously, Dr. Dina, I mean, and I think you would agree with me that they need to be on some sort of magnesium supplementation. Is there a nice dose or a daily intake of magnesium that you like to see people get?
Well, the RDA is set at about 400. I like to think people need twice that amount. And it used to be we'd tell people to take magnesium up to the point they get the laxative effect. But many people, including myself, can't do that. So, you know, there are liquid forms, a picometer-sized form that you can get that's 100% absorbed at the cellular level. There are powder forms of magnesium citrate you can put in water and sip through the day. There are Epsom salts baths. There are pills as well that you can take. Some of them, dimagnesium malate is a good one. There are so many types, and that's why I'm happy we mentioned the magnesium RBC test earlier, because people can follow that test to know how much magnesium they need. I'm, you know, like 107 pounds, and I need about 1,000 milligrams of magnesium a day for my heart palpitations and leg cramps. So everybody is different in their magnesium requirements.
So you do like the magnesium citrate as a good absorbable form. You also said the dimalate form. And you shoot, let me just make sure I got that right, say double the RDA, which would be around 800 milligrams a day?
That's correct. But I also talk about making sure the calcium stays around 700-800. In the UK, that's the RDA. The World Health Organization RDA is 500. We're telling people to take 1,500, and that is really excessive calcium, and it's leading to a lot of the calcification we see in the heart and breast calcifications, heel stones, gallstones, kidney stones.
Because it's always about a balance. You know, you have, it's about, you know, especially with calcium, I mean, it's about having the right amount of vitamin D, vitamin K2, magnesium. I mean, all the body uses these minerals and vitamins together, really, to promote health. And when you overload on just one, I mean, it makes sense that you can cause some disruptions in certain places, right?
Absolutely. Even with vitamin D, what I started to find with that, especially the high doses that some doctors are suggesting, that people go into magnesium deficiency symptoms, because magnesium is absolutely required to break down the storage form of vitamin D to the active form. So when you give a lot of the storage form in the form of supplements, you're asking your magnesium to really overwork and causing potential magnesium deficiency symptoms.
So the book that Dr. Dean wrote is called The Miracle, The Magnesium Miracle. Where can people purchase that book at, Dr. Dean?
Through my website, drcarolyndean.com, or on Amazon. It's a Random House Valentine book, so it's readily available.
And you also have a blog. You want to plug that real quick?
Yes, drcarolyndean.com, a free blog. And actually, people can get 4 free weeks of my online wellness program. I've got a 2-year program that people can join, and I'd
love
to see you join.
Thank you so much for coming on, Dr. Dean. I really appreciate it. What an important topic. I encourage you to go check out the Magnesium Miracle. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.